Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
And welcome, everybody. This is Andrew Fetter, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. In this glorious morning out on the West Coast here, I want to thank you all for listening, and of course, BBS Radio for producing this show. I do have a quick announcement for those who will be in the, let's say, Los Angeles, or perhaps more exact, into the Ventura County area. As every month I've been doing teaching specific classes on Kabbalah in the Ventura area. I have another one I will be doing over again in Soul Center, the shop. This is going to be on November 10th. So those who are going to be around in there on November 10th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Soul Center shop, I will be discussing the understandings of the souls, past lives, karma, tikkun, the tree of life, death and life, twin souls, twin flames, relationships, and the four worlds. I will also be including in the class, we'll be doing a Kabbalistic Chant by Rob Abu Lafia, and I will be doing a past life regression. It's something you do not want to miss, so if you're in the area, do come on down. Again, it's on November 10th, 2010, November 10th, excuse me, 2012, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and of course that's at Soul Center Shop. And that's on 311 Montgomery Street, Ojai, 93023. And the phone number there is 805-640-8222. And, of course, I will be on that day because they are having a psychic fair the same day on November 10th. I will be doing readings there from 1 p.m. through 6 p.m. So do come on down, say hello, and hope to see you soon. Now, I have a very special, actually special guests, and I feel pretty very honored to have them on my show. They will be discussing, which I'm very intrigued by, it's an ascension therapy. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. It's like Halonetics, but like Halonetics now, like the halo, like the angel. It is a very unique, very advanced form of therapy. I believe it's going to be a merging of what we say, esoterics and modern medicine. In fact, becoming one and the same. Again, I want to thank them for coming on my show, and I feel very honored for having both Stephanie and KJ Lodge. And are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you for having us. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I remember when first I met you both and we started discussing some of this stuff. I know you had mentioned some other dynamics that you work on, but I was actually quite intrigued by utilizing the form of, our frequencies and whatnot. Before we get into all that, because I think that's very apparent, especially at these times, I have a lot of clients are going through a lot of stuff, some friends of mine who... and I think your unique sessions and therapy are extremely poignant at this time. But before I get into that, I want to know, because most of people, when they want to know who are you guys?
Well, I'll start. I've been studying, esoteric and different spiritual methodologies for a lot of years now. I grew up in a very open kind of household. My mom is Buddhist. She was raised Catholic, turned Buddhist. My father was Jewish. And so I kind of left religion behind in many levels and just kept open and realized that spirituality was the most important thing for me to just kind of understand myself as a personal thing, like a fingerprint, you could say. And in doing that, I learned a lot about a lot of different things. I did study Kabbalah briefly for a while and, all sorts of different spiritual mythologies, ancient mythology, all of it. And eventually when I stopped searching is when it kind of found me, and I was contacted by an energy that labeled or called itself Metatron. And I didn't really understand because I hadn't really been introduced to the ideas of angelics at that point. So when I went on the computer and looked up Metatron, I was kind of shocked because there's all this information and Enoch and the keys of Enoch and all these other kind of things. And I vaguely remembered Enoch. So I was just like, okay, Metatron. Yeah, I kind of sort of remember the story. Okay. But eventually what I came to understand was we have an ability to connect to these frequencies. And I call them frequencies because I really believe that people, you know, are moving out of the mythology aspects of things a little bit more into the science versus and spirit blend, if you will. And so for me, it became channeling. I call it streaming actually now, but streaming in frequencies from the angelic dimensions and pulling them in as sound and light, mostly light. And that light is transformed into word, and I voice channel them. And I also work with them on a healing level. So they kind of come in, communicate with me as needed. When I need to know something, they'll pop me up at 3 in the morning to let me know that I need to take something down. So much fun, by the way. But yeah, so I really just started becoming an angelic channel that way, and it became quite natural. I set an intention, though. I really said, this is something I'm going to step into. I want to be able to voice channel. And by setting that intention, I just started doing it. So I do believe anybody really can connect to source in whatever capacity they so choose. And for me, I choose to connect to it in light. And I don't see them. I'm not a clairvoyant like that. I do have friends who are clairvoyant, but for me, it's more about feeling and knowing, being more claircognizant and clairsentient to them. And that's sort of on purpose for me because they tell me that I'd probably be a little freaked out if I was clairvoyant because I'm super sensitive. And KJ, I guess KJ can tell you a little bit about himself, but he has an interesting story with all this angelic stuff too. And it ties into the science that we'll get into with halogenetics for sure, but we're just giving you the background right now.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey. So tell us a little about you.
I was born and raised in South Africa. I've been here for about 14 years. Arrived when I was 24. I've always been around religion. I've always been very science-minded, but never really bought into the whole religious aspect, but I understood good and evil and always had a sense of good and bad. Many times I'd walk into a room and people would just resonate with me, and then some wouldn't, no reason why, and then later come to find out, you know, what they're about. Where they're coming from, what their beliefs are. But I really took a turn for the better or for openness once I met Stephanie. It was, you know, quite a tortuous path coming to America, but I believe that this was my destiny. I was meant to end up here. And although I knew about angels, I knew about frequencies, I knew about life, that it's a big movie. We're here to explore and enjoy it every moment, the good, the bad, the ugly, the tears, the laughter, everything is here for us to be a part of. So we're here to sort of be the actor in the movie and then be able to step away and look at the movie yourself. That's where the gift is to enjoy those moments. Anyways, I came to America, met up with Stephanie, and she, being around her, you know, she reads cards. She's very much into the spiritual realm. We're both Scorpio, so I've always been into the mystical and magic of things, so I was very intrigued by her. And in going to a couple of readings, well, most of them, a lot of the mediums or clairvoyants or white witches would say things like, you are an angel. People come in front of me and they want to hear that, you know, they're surrounded by angels, but you are an angel. You've come down from heaven and you're here to be. You shed your light. You don't have to do anything. Just your presence here will illuminate those around you. And then I kind of went back and I had a look at my life, and it's very true that people I came into contact with, there have been significant changes in their life, indirectly of me propelling it. I didn't have to do anything. It was just, you know, I was always very upset that I'd bounce around between different companies. I could never be in a secure job. And then when I look back at what happened with the people that I was working with, whenever I entered into their lives and left, would have significant changes. And I kind of started analyzing everything. And I started seeing the truth in it. So I really just became open to who I am, why I'm here, and stop thinking that everything happens to me, but everything is now happening with me. So I've started learning what my true gifts are, and I love being with people, people that are in tight spots, people that are experiencing success, every minute of it. And there's all part of me being open and connecting to angels and connecting to Stephanie, who's really helped me with my path. As I said, she was really the catalyst for me realizing who I was. And everything led me up to this point.
Yeah. And what was interesting is he's very skeptical, though. I think both of us are, because we don't have that religious background. So when people are talking to us about angels, we're like, huh? You know? And so we're not, you know, it's we didn't have that same kind of feeling of connection to them, I guess, that some people have with them, like with the halos and the wings and all that. And when people told him that, they would actually see wings from, you know, coming behind, like clairvoyance, would see things, and multiple people over and over. And he was just like, what are they talking about? And we'd talk about it. And so finally, I just, you know, I kind of just told him, I said, well, essentially, when you carry light codes of angelic frequency, you're a very powerful healer, you know, and he is. I mean, when he lays hands on people, they have third eye openings and all sorts of stuff happen. But it's really fascinating when you kind of accept there's a possibility of that. And I think he's kind of accepted that and taken that on. It's a huge responsibility too, though, you know, and it's an interesting process, though, of really claiming that, especially both of us, you know, come from backs where we had really rough childhoods. And I think part of the reason for that is you have to kind of know that darker stuff to be able to work with all sorts of people and relate to them. You know, if you're living that white picket lifestyle, you know, it's not always relatable. And both of us come from different, you know, I come from Los Angeles. I'm a fourth generation Angelino on my dad's side, but, you know, I had kind of a rough childhood. And I think with KJ in South Africa, definitely dark things. So that kind of is really important to kind of understand the shadow sides of things in order to be able to bring in the light. You know, it's a balance for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a spectrum where a lot of people who have, in the spiritual sense, have gone through major challenges in life. Not necessarily that they have to have gone through major challenges in life. There's no really given that you have to go through certain sense in order to be in it, but it definitely does have it's precept, it's to experience something. Like, I know a lot of people, when they see something, they go through something pretty harsh or something. So a lot of times it's usually so that if they go through that experience down the line, they have the opportunity, so the reaction to that experience, and down the line they can perhaps help somebody who's about to go to that experience or has been in the same experience to relate and to help them. So it's basically throwing a pebble within the situation and helping other people come out into more of a positive, because everything's about choice and going into raising, as you say, your frequency, which is all we are. Right. Just getting into what, when you're talking about angelic realms, which are archangel, there's different realms. There's the archangel realms, which are in the lower two worlds, which is just light and dark. And then there the higher forms, which are the Sephirim and Cherubim. I know you were asking about the Cherubim. And I'll explain that down the line today, even. But what I found fascinating, that what you're doing is sort of everything has, like my teacher before she passed away used to say, everything has perfect timing. And what you're doing is a great benefit for humanity at large, because at this point, people are changing their frequency drastically, or being forced to, because of Earth, our atmosphere, exactly our vortex right at this point is changing drastically. So in order to adapt to our DNA and our physical realities of who we really are, since we're really in reality nothing but energy that has a frequency that vibrates and it's go up or down. And that's what, when people say, oh, you're bringing me down, they really bring you down when you somebody, you know, like in relationships and stuff like that, but also in relation to Earth itself. But let me ask you, now, how did you, now I understand you got through your information and the doorways through angelic realms, which we'll get into, but what is, how does it relate so that people are hearing about this? Because we're now talking very broadly, how specifically does it, how would it work, and how would it change, and what are the aspects, and what is the therapy, and how would it change?
So, Halonetics essentially is a combination of two types of modalities, and it's a hybrid blend, if you will. We were introduced to pulse magnetic field therapy quite by accident through a conference, and this gentleman had this pulse magnetic field therapy device, and we were kind of looking at it curiously. Definitely, you know, as KJ is very skeptical, I kind of said, well, you know, I'll try it out. Ended up trying it out. And he actually, I think, tried it first, because I made him be the guinea pig, ironically. I always am like, you go charge in there.
I'll try anything first.
Yeah. And, so the device is...
So he's like Mikey. Go if Mikey likes it.
So he got on. Yeah. So he got on it, and it's a tube. If you look at it, it's basically a tube system. So the tube is like a white tube. It's a loop. It looks like a circle, you know, a round circle with a tail that kind of comes off of it. And it's a tube that goes and plugs into a machine. And you place this loop, and that's what we call it, a halo, because it looks like one, onto your body. And this loop creates a magnetic field. The device itself creates a magnetic field inside this loop, or the hoop area. And what that does is it's called pulse electromagnetic field therapy. Dr. Oz has had it on his show. And in mainstream, you know, as far as a medical device, it's been around since the 70s. So that type of therapy isn't necessarily new to market, but it's new to consciousness. And what I mean by that is I think Dr. Oz really raised people's awareness of it, as well as acceptance that it's an actual legitimate type of therapy, because even though the FDA regulates it for bone fusion and other things, there's, I think, always skepticism because it is more of an alternative modality. It's not something that people see every day, you know, like an MRI device or something like that. Kind of like, what is this, you know? And interestingly, Tesla is responsible for us being able to have it, because the technology is basically based on his original Tesla coil back, you know, in the early 1900s and when he invented that. But it's been refined greatly, micronized, and brought into a portable device aspect. And so this magnetic field, what it does is it goes into the body. And on a medical level, if we just talk about that specific part of this modality alone for a minute, what that does ultimately is it oxygenates the blood about 200%. And NASA has been using this technology for years for astronauts that have come back into the magnetic field of the Earth to balance them out. Because, you know, when you're up in space, you're kind of a lot of things.
Yeah,
it's a different type of vibration out there. So when they come back here, they've been using this to get them mentally and physically back in alignment with what we would call the grids of the planet and the magnetic fields of the planet. Now, so like for pain, inflammation, a lot of things that happen in the body that are caused by imbalances get back into balance, and so therefore the body's able to heal itself. So the immune system gets a lot of support. So we've been seeing using the device on people just even without the other aspect of halonetics, which I'll get into in a minute, which is integrating the angelic frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
Just using the device simply from a medical perspective is amazing, because people see relief quite 10-minute session. Somebody can go from pain that's like an 8 or 9 level, you know, where they're getting, you know, injections in their back, really severe type of pain, to something of like a 1 or 2 where they're just, and they're shocked. I mean, we've had people who are so skeptical of this get on it, and it's almost like the skeptics have the biggest reaction to it, because it's great to see. So we've been using the device for a few months now, just as a medical device with people. And what was interesting, though, when I first got it, is Zadkiel, one of the frequencies I work with, he's of the violet spectrum, and he works with me with violet, ultraviolet, and also we bring in platinum. So he kind of is a bridge into bringing in the platinum ray as well. And these three are very transformational. And they work at getting the body in alignment with the grids of the planet, and also releasing things on a cellular level, on a multidimensional level, if we want to go there. But a lot of different things are going on in the body, really transmuting them. So acknowledging them and then allowing them to transmute or transform out of the body and shift out of the body. And so I've been doing this frequency work with him for a couple years now, just the angelic frequency sides of things, and streaming those frequencies into people and just being a facilitator for it. So I had a person who is clairvoyant actually watch me work on somebody, and they actually see an angelic walk into my body and work through me literally. So that seems to be happening as far as me streaming these frequencies in for people. And with that, though, what Zach really told me about this tool, this pulse magnetic field therapy tool, is he says, this is an ascension tool, Stephanie. This is for the rising. They call it the rising. And the reason they call it the rising for me is I think ascension can kind of sound a little intimidating and sometimes frightening for people, depending on their background. It, you know, the words, so they, it's like somewhat charged, I think, for certain people. So for me, the really the term they use with me is called the rising, and it's this idea that we're constantly working to rise in vibration and frequency, and this tool allows us to do that much, much faster, I guess you could say, shifting out things out of the body much more rapidly. And in combination with the angelic, it's really powerful because now you have the magnetic aspects, opening up the cells, vibrating them, getting them rise, you know, really rapidly moving and shifting things out in a very tangible way, which I find with the tangible, when people actually feel less pain, they're more open to everything that's working through them, actually working and changing and believing. Because a lot, as you know, of intention is belief. You know, the thoughts we put out, believe, you know, there's that biology that Dr. Slipton always talks about. It's very true, you know. And so what I like about this is they have the tangible feeling coming with the pulsed magnetic, and also getting angelic frequencies or spiritual frequencies. So they work in tandem together. And that's really what HaloNet is. It's her personal life. They've told me Halo stands for. And putting us in alignment with the harmonics of the planet, and also optimizing our light body or our crystalline body, if you will, to rise into eventually our highest self, you know. So that's pretty much what it's doing. It's really helping people adjust. As the planet rises and shifts, we rise and shift with it faster, and we're able to keep up so we're comfortable with it, because it is happening very quickly now.
It's weird because you guys are talking and it sounds like it's pulsating on your side, so anybody listening, I apologize. You guys go in and out when you guys are talking, so it sounds like it's pulsating from your side as you're talking, which I thought was sort of interesting.
It could be because when I channel, when I get into like this type of information, sometimes the angels do come through me, and so it could, they have been known to interfere with frequencies of electronics and such, so yeah. I do apologize. I'll tell them to cut it out.
So let me ask you this. It's sort of the obvious how that works physically. And I know what you're talking about. I actually had something kind of like that, a device, something, and they use, because I had a surgery on my neck and I had to have bone heal my neck. After the surgery, they put like a magnetic kind of thing on my back. I had to put on for like a 30 days or 40 days. I forget how many days. But it's interesting how you also incorporate the spiritual part of it, which most people don't realize. You know, that's how things work. It works spiritual, mental, to physical. It doesn't go the other way around, actually, even though they assume it. But it's also pretty fascinating that you're talking about. So when people look at it and they can visualize what they're even on a physical level, everything's magnetic. There's a lot of, in one realm, there's magnetic fields in this physical world. So basically, you're adjusting the frequencies of the magnetic fields and increasing the frequency and establishing the grid. It's almost like, since if Earth, like for example, where it's actually physically increasing its frequency, this is where people feel if they're not sort of balance with Earth, they sort of feel out of whack. So it sort of brings that up. And when you're saying ascension, you're right, because there's not really, because people use the ascension word out like the new age ascending. It comes from actually a Hopi prophecy about how we will, there's two ascension. That's how that word came about. But it's actually an increase of frequency, which is why you're saying it's, you're rising your frequency. And that's in essence, that's all we're doing, is we're increasing our frequency. And if you people increase their frequency, then thereby you're actually increasing your ability to perceive things. And if you're able to perceive things more on this, on the understandings of even the physical level, then you're able to understand things a little bit more clearer. We have like thousands upon billions upon billions click per second that even our eyes perceive, and yet we only see 30 clicks per second. You know, like on a film, it has 30 clicks. So even Einstein was 100, yet there was billions upon billions of clicks of information coming just through our eyes alone. So that shows you how low a frequency we are, even on the physical, not even talking spiritual, on our physical level. Right. Now, you were talking about angelics working with you. Is Archangel, I know, is Raphael also working within the healing process, or is this just what Archangel, you mentioned one, I forget who it was.
I'll tell you who I work with. So basically what I do is I usually create an archangelic chamber of light around the person when I'm working with them. And that's kind of, you could imagine four angels that come in at once. Zadkiel is definitely there because of the violet ray aspects, or the violet flame, depending how you want to call it, what you want to call it. And that's for the transmutation, the shifting aspects. Raphael comes in with green. And Raphael, really, it's interesting. Depending on the person really and their soul determines what kind of work we're going to do. I don't ever determine who's going to fall in place and work with them. They determine that. And what they're there to work on, what they're ready to work on. Because everything's the level of this level of rising. So sometimes Raphael would be the one that we work with first, and depending on how many sessions they do with me, they would work with different angels more predominantly. All of it comes through and blends together to some degree, but there's always a kind of like one that's the kind of the priority that day potentially, if they're working on the heart space, or if they're working on something really on the healing level, you know, if they have a challenge at the time. So everything's a little bit customized. It's all customized, really, by the angels. So, and sometimes I'm not even aware of who's working with me, because there's so many different angelic frequencies that can come through, and they'll come through very rapidly. But predominantly, it's Zadkiel, Raphael, Michael, and Metatron. And the reason I say Michael and Metatron, because a lot of people are like, hey, Michael. Metatron, and I'm like, yeah, well, Michael, a lot of the stuff that I'm working with people is their ability to feel safe in being authentic and who they are as a spiritual person, you know, because if they're attracted to this type of modality in the first place, usually on path of something. And Michael's, because it's that sense of feeling comfortable stepping into that and coming out of the closet, as they say, you know, and giving them the strength and doing that and the self-worth and those types of emotional supports. Metatron, I find, is always there, because really Metatron's my anchor into connection in many ways. He's the one that came in through first for me. He's kind of like my father figure, if you will. When I work with angelics, it's like he's always there to work on the inner child, because this is
for the child. Metatron is actually like the administrator.
So those are the four predominantly. Now, that doesn't mean Uriel and Gabriel, you know, if there's messages that come through that are specifically for that person, I will, you know, get certain information for them occasionally that is important for them to know. But what I tell people with Halenetics that makes it so different from simply being a passive energy work, and what I mean by that is, a lot of times, I mean, I'm a Reiki practitioner as well, and so, you know, a lot of times when you do that type of when I used to do that energy work. I don't really do that anymore. But when I did Reiki, people just lie there and relax, and you do, you know, you facilitate their healing. This, what the angelics are telling me is, no, 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 my folks, we're getting into a place we have to really set intention and be our own practitioner and be accountable. Accountability is huge right now. And I'm really understanding that we are sparks of God to form, and we have the ability to heal ourselves. And the way to, the fastest to do that is to set the intention to do that, take accountability for what we've done for ourselves, right, to maybe not serve us, and also be able to move through those aspects of ourselves that we're looking to release and setting those affirmations. So a lot of the time, I'll channel in it or stream in affirmations for them to say to themselves once they're done with a session, you know, and those are things that they can repeat to themselves throughout the week, you know, that are specifically for that main one. I'll give you an example. Somebody, you know, who comes in with a lot of different backaches and a lot of pain and suffering. Well, they're talking about it. Oh, I have this, I have this. So the main mantra for them is I release claiming my pain. And letting go of claiming. If you're claiming I have, and claiming that you have it, then you're going to continue to have it, right? So it's repatterning. NLP, practitioners are familiar with NLP, neuro-linguistic patterning. They use patterning now. There's a patterning, you know, of just thought. Thought's huge. It's an energy. And so it's really working with them and having them be an active participant healing and understanding of empowering them to really heal themselves on a regular basis so they don't have to come to me all the time. You know what I mean? So we kind of combine a lot of different elements. With the, we have the magnetic aspects, the frequency aspects, but we also have what I call conscious light training, which is really getting them into their own thought patterns and how they're creating what their experience is.
So doing this, doing the therapy, how, because I noticed that a lot of people, the biggest issue, so they can go three steps up, but sometimes four steps backwards, and they have that problem where changing thought patterns, which is also affects the DNA and everything else and affects themselves. They can go three steps, but how do you, would this more or less also help them diminish that retreat? Because some people, like I said, they'll go like that three steps up and a couple steps backwards all the time. And instead of having to go through that, they can just continue going upward. Do you find that this continues without the backtrack? You know, how there's a lot of people who, you know, because thoughts are things, and to maintain that frequency, they have to maintain their thought patterns. Do people, after doing your therapy, do a switch back and then go up again, or what do you find more common?
I find more common that people do just move forward. I think the old pattern of thought where I have to relive my childhood problems in order to get through them is a pattern of the past. So in our experience with this, on the purely medical side of it, we have experience with people do the pulse magnetic field therapy, and after a couple of sessions, they will re-experience pain, and what that is the nerves regenerate, and then they work through that, and they feel a lot better than what they did when they first came. That's the only sort of backtracking that we witnessed, and that's purely because it's regenerating the nerves or the sensations that were once lost. But as far as moving forward on a frequency level, it's, yeah, we see forward movement because of all the positive affirmations we put in, reprogramming the thought patterns, and healing and transmuting all negative thought. So there is only room for improvement to go forward.
Now, that being said, what I find, though, is it's the willingness of the participant. If somebody comes in to just do the pulsed field therapy, and we call that Body Magnetics 360, by the way. Body Magnetics 360, the idea with it, if it's just the pulse magnetic field therapy and you don't work on the thought patterns that's creating the physical ailment, then whatever they're doing in their life, whether it be destructive diet, you know, because a lot of time people are addicted to a lot of different things, and it's not a judgment. I mean, everything is perfect. As far as I'm concerned, whatever you're experiencing is perfect for you because that's what you're here to experience. But let's say many times, I want to get rid of arthritis pain. I have really bad arthritis pain. Well, arthritis is something that's settled in, and a lot of it, the inflammation from that is a lot pertaining to diet, actually. So it's looking at, okay, what's your diet? How can we shift that? And how can we raise that vibration of the food you're eating, right? And so if they're not looking at it as a holistic, at a holistic level, and they're just throwing pulse magnetic at the pain as a Band-Aid, for instance, and not looking at the cause, either on an energy frequency level, a thought pattern level, even something as simple as diet, then sure, they're going to keep manifesting that same pain because they're not dealing with it on a holistic level. They're just putting a Band-Aid to it. It's like most of our medical system today, we just throw drugs and things like that. This isn't any different if you don't do something unless someone's a machine, then that's different, obviously. But if they're coming in for sessions, what I really want to see them have progress with is a lifestyle that they feel they can, they're loving themselves in a whole level, you know, and that's really what we're here to do and help facilitate. Doesn't mean it happens in, you know, one session necessarily, but we definitely get them on track. And as far as them backsliding, as you're calling it, stepping a couple steps back, occasionally, yeah, there are people who change can create some fears, and fears can come up. And so, you know, letting go of certain things and patterns and habits and things and what's comfortable for them. And that's why I tell them in the beginning, try to do as much Halenetics as you can in the very beginning, even like 2 to 3 times a week, I would say, because it's almost like the cells want to go back, and those thought patterns and all those things that are go back to the normal or where they're comfortable, right? So it's like you have to go, this is your new normal. This is your new comfortable. This is where you really want to be, remember? And go, oh, yeah, okay. And it's like a reminder, right? So that's where we kind of work with people in the beginning a little bit more frequently, and then we taper down, because by then they got it under control, if that makes sense. They're kind of on that road.
Like
so
breaking a habit.
Yeah. So there definitely is that a little bit. But again, it depends on the person and the willingness of the participant. Most people come to us ready and already – like, let's go, let's do this. And they're really positive and conscious about how they want to shift. So at that point, it happens pretty quickly for them. I mean, we have people have complete third eye openings and crown chakras blow out and like have like, you know, oh, you know, those kind of moments. Yeah, it's really funny. They come off the machine, they're like, wow. They like freak out. It's really funny. But, you know, everybody's different. So everybody's experience is different.
So basically, you're moving, because I know a lot of people, and this is why I keep on, so I talk and I've expressed it with a lot of other shamans and other people who do spiritual work. The biggest problem is you can't fix things mentally, just on mental level. It has to be fixed spiritual, and it seems like what you're doing is you're literally fixing the spiritual side, which then affects the mental and physical. Because a lot of people like try to, like, for example, and I have this all the big argument with a lot of, especially psychologists, because they look, you know, like for people who are depressed or mental issues, they'll have, you know, here's a pill, take this and that. And they look at things like Newtonian, basically. And basically, in reality, we're the medical field in a lot of aspects is like 40 years behind of even astrophysics, what we know in even astrophysics. So, like, working on the spiritual side of fixing people who have these constant retapes of depression, because depression creates this molecular, actually, it's actually a hormone that's produced in the body. It creates this feeling, da da da, and people actually become addicted to it. Actually, it's actually more addictive than even heroin. So, people go this cycle, things are going good, and they'll literally create in their own thought patterns to sabotage things. To create back and go in that depression realm, so they go back to that same cycle. So that's what I was saying. And you'll see the same constant circle, you know, whether people go through this cycle of self-sabotage or self-destructive, and that's even through addictions and other aspects in their lives or people, even in relationships. So my thinking is what you're doing is you're, so people don't have to keep on going through that same cycle stuff. And then they can actually, by raising their frequency without doing that three-step back, which is really common even through trying to change people's thoughts patterns. You sort of like take that balance out. Is from
yeah, and what's really fascinating is I worked on a gentleman who, you know, who's battled alcoholism for decades, and depression, and pain in the body. And, I mean, like, you know, he had it all on. He was master manifesting it, a lot of stuff to change himself, you know. And he was also a powerful light worker. And a lot of times I find that the most powerful light workers that come into this planet to serve challenge themselves like on a daily basis with like Rubik's Cube challenges, you know, because it's almost like if they didn't have that challenge, they'd get bored, if that makes any sense. So they sometimes create these things just to stay on the planet, you know, an experience, because otherwise it's like, why be here, right? And that's just part of their aspects. But with him, the magnetics, we just did magnetic body magnetics 360 therapy without the halo aspect, right? And just in doing that, he had less craving for the alcohol. He was able to stop drinking, you know, for a longer period of time. I don't even know if he's gone back to drinking at all. And depression lifted, clarity of the mind, so less fogginess. A lot of the depression was caused by, you know, the brain not getting enough oxygen. This oxygenates. So this goes through the blood-brain barrier and gets into the brain and oxygenates the cells in there. Not only that, though, it's if there's nerve damage, which this gentleman had a abscess of the brain, at one point almost died. And so it went in and started, you know, working on those areas of the brain that had some damage. Mm. So he started able to, where he had hard time putting thoughts together. And this somebody was, you know, an aeronautical engineer at one point, quite brilliant. So for somebody to lose that capability can cause depression in and of itself, right? So by working on the brain itself alone, he got the depression lifted, the alcohol cravings started dissipating right away, and his brain started working more. And we're talking, you know, within a matter of maybe a 30-minute session, you know, three 10-minute sessions. So that's where we're seeing things that are, I don't want to call them miraculous, obviously, but I want to say we're seeing definitely
noticeable change.
Without even mentioning the spiritual yet. Yeah. So you can imagine when you bring in that aspect, how powerful this really is, because then people really understand, okay, I'm manifesting stuff with my on the spiritual side and getting it into my physical, because I'm creating that, right? And so the mental, spiritual, all of that's related. So what Zachiel told me is he says, yeah, sure, you're working on the physical and people are going to see physical results, but they're going to see major shifts on the spiritual, even if they don't believe in the spiritual. Like, there's still stuff going on there because it's a quantum tool.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying, because people keep on thinking, this is what blows me away even in modern medicine we call today, is they'll go utilize in determining illnesses, they'll literally use a quantum way of approach, the way it be MRI, you know, use of looking at energy forms of the body. That includes x-rays, MRIs, CAT scans. Yet when they do a therapy, it's like suddenly we're car parts. And they look at like Newtonium, which is actually illogical, which they know today, like even DNA, for example, they didn't realize DNA is not, it's not an actual, it's a map, but it's, there's a long map. And depending on the energy, it determines what map to use on that map. Because there's a whole section, oh, let's say I want to be depressed today, so it looks on the DNA map. Oh, I want to be happy today, so it looks on the DNA. Okay, I'm going to have a strong body, it looks on that body. It is a long map that determines what outcome. And then people ought to realize, like, even cancer itself is, which in reality is when one part of the body isn't communicating with the other party, so it becomes separate, and sort of like humanity isn't with Earth. And I put that sometimes in a big, broad sense, but it all has to do with the energy, like you're saying. And it's interesting, again, even though you're working from the spiritual side, it absolutely it goes the right way as opposed to the opposite. Because when people try to fix things from the mental, physical only, it's like short-lived. And that's why you see, that's what I was getting back to, where people take three steps up, four steps back, or whatever. They do that because only work on the mental side, but they've never worked on the spiritual side, which is the hardest problem. Like, I constantly see people, and it gets over and over. When I do sometimes I do readings, I feel like I need a tape recorder and just push in a button, because people do the same circle of events, and even much as you tell them, you know, I can't fix them. They have to start changing their spiritual side. Otherwise, it's like really mini steps, you know, unfortunately. Yeah. So,
and I do understand what you're saying. And that's why, I mean, on the website, on angeliclightstream.com, when you go to the Halonetics page, we talk about it. It's a three-step process. You have the conscious light training, which is really about how people can start connecting source themselves, or the angels, or whatever they want to call it, you know, but spirit that serves them. And then you have the halo, you know, which is the harmonic alignment light body optimization, which is the healing therapy that we do. But then there's also light harmonics, which is really the lifestyle optimization, which is really about, what is your lifestyle? Like, are you having any type of spiritual practice where you honor yourself in a sacred way every day? Are you eating things that are serving your body the best way? You know, like all of these things, because somewhere in that, it has to really come down to how well do you love yourself, you know? And that's really trying to get them to a place, not trying, but that's what we're doing, is getting them to that place of the highest level of love for self that they can.
Self-worth. Exactly.
And that's where it's empowering, you know, and we're really starting now to look at energetically sensitive children. That's where KJ comes in. He has a very strong connection to children, and especially autistic kids, kids with ADHD, all these kids that are coming in as evolved masters, but they don't know how to deal with the society and the linear thinking and the way we operate here. This is where this tool really helps them, because it gets them focused. You know, at least their brain's able to kind of, they can manage what they need to manage here by getting them more focused, because for whatever reason, the magnetic aspects of the pulsed magnetic field going in, puts them in alignment of being able to focus better. So it does work really well with ADHD kids and kids that have a little bit more challenges in that department. Speaking back to what you're saying about cancer, I mean, the gentleman that we learned about the machine from had stage 4 terminal cancer. It had metastasized through his whole body. His belief system was, there's nothing left for doctors to do. I have nothing to lose. I'll try pulse magnetic therapy. And he did. And he did it twice a day. Within a few days, was able to walk and dress himself, which he hadn't been able to do for months. And this is after all the traditional, you know, chemo and radiation. He had done all that already, and it didn't really work for him. And so within, I think well, he told me basically three months. Yeah. he was in remission, and he's been doing, now granted, he owns a machine, but he's been doing the therapy on himself twice a day since, and that's his maintenance, you know.
According to doctors, he was supposed to have passed in 2008.
Yeah.
And he's very much and very healthy now. You can see photos of him from 2008 and compare it to now, and he looks like a totally different human being.
Like rejuvenated, like he looks younger now than he did back then, and which makes sense, it wasn't well back then, but it's interesting to me, because he would not fall into the Halonetics bracket. He would not be somebody who's open to this consciousness, but even still, he was open to the healing. And so because cancer doesn't like an oxygenated environment, it's oxygenated blood 200%, it's like green tea on steroids, if you will, or any antioxidant for that matter, you get in there, and it's doing so many different things and working on so many different levels just with the magnetic field, that it's able to shift things out. Now, does that mean it'll work it for everybody that way? No, there has to be the intention of wanting to get better. And I think a lot of people don't realize, a lot of the times they really don't, you know, they really actually hold on to the pain or hold on to their suffering because they're comfortable with victimhood, or that victim archetype, if you will.
Right.
And there's all sorts of reasons. So I think, oh, this is curing cancer, because you know what? It's not. It's you're healing yourself. This is the silver for your ability to heal yourself, period.
Exactly. But I want to establish one thing that was interesting you had said earlier about self-worth and self-love, how what you're doing at the same time, because it affects their spiritual side, you're actually increasing their self-worth and self-love, which literally increases, again, back to, it is real simple, People make things really complicated, but you are nothing but energy. Even on the spiritual, you're nothing but energy that has a frequency. And you, it's like, I always explain people like harmonics. If you're talking like an octave, you can be your very unique idiosyncrasy, which you're listening to music, you'd be like an A sharp or B flat or whatever. You're a particular octave. And you either go up or down in your octave. There's no linear. It's a one way. And you either increase or decrease. And when you're around certain people who are on that same level, even on relationships, it's the same thing. You'll have a certain thing and around certain places. That's where people feel a certain energy. So it's very, even if you think you don't feel it is there, and it's very simply that you're actually increasing. So if you're increasing your frequency, you're increasing your self-worth and you're increasing your self-love. And it follows the picture, which becomes you become more aware of things because you become more awakened. So being when people use even the word awaken, and not because you're aware that there's a supposed like a hypothetical Illuminati or if there is or isn't, I'm not going to get into that right now, but or any hierarchies, that's not being awakened or simply it's awakening is a process or consistently. So what you're doing is consistently awakening your who you really are because you're becoming more aware of yourself. Because as you increase, it's a path. That's why when we say there's a direction. In fact, they say this is getting a little Kabbalistical, but it's also what they esoteric. But it's like there's not a heaven. We're always in heaven. There's a direction toward heaven. And that's what it really is. You're re-waking yourself up. You're heading to which is your true self. As opposed to your alter ego self, which is the facade. And then goes the opposite direction, which brings to your lower to a lower side of yourself. You're doing the opposite. Let me just point one thing because it was interesting. You had brought up angels before, and I was going to ask you something else. Usually, what we see like the lower light and dark areas, which is the archangels, except for the only one who transfers from. Of the archangels does not lie only in the light and dark spectrums of Asiya and Yetzirah areas. It's called Raziel, and Raziel is because he's the connection of wisdom. He's the one who brings in wisdom from what we call the Atzilut, which is from the direction of nothingness. But heading into what you were asking before, prior a long time ago, the cherubim light right before you get into the area of Atzilut. Atzilut is absolute nothingness because the absolute of all things, true wisdom, true everything in the universe is actually when you're in a direction of nothingness. So that's the cherubim are like little baby kind of angels kind of thing. The reason why when you see that essence of that, because you're almost like there is no light or dark there. That's the absolute. And there's also Sephirim, which lie in between the worlds from sorry, Brandon, because I'm going to be teaching this again. The Sephirim are like, you'll see like six winged angels, and they lie between the worlds of Yetzer and Bira. And Bira is when you see like shooting stars. Again, those two realms are, it's just light. There's no dark or light. It's just light. In the lower realms is what we saw like Asiya, which is what we see in our own eyes, the 5D world. And Yetzirah, which is in sort of dream world where we visually dream because we actually go beyond those kind of dreams, which are where all the archangels lie, including Mellotron. Only human souls can go transfers above those realms, except for Raziel, because Raziel is our connection to true wisdom. So I wanted to make that emphasis, what your thing. And that's why I think your connection with Raziel is because your essence is connected to the true wisdom of understanding. So that's what's being transferred. And Mellotron is sort of like the delegator of, he's like the administrating guy. He administrates. He goes, okay, buddy, Raziel, you need to go talk to her. Or you, Raphael, he delegates. So he's delegating all the archangels to you. That's why you had that connection of that, just so essence. Anyway, I find it really, really, really enlightening what you're doing. And I apologize for everybody who's listening that's pulsating back and forth. This is going to go on again. You know, it's going to be archived, so you can any information that you lost, please do, you know, re-listen. Or you'll have contact information So if you have any questions, I do apologize for the pulsing part. This is very unique because I think it has a lot to do with the frequencies and that you both do carry. You're both very up-human, angelic realms, very human angels. Let me ask you, Stephanie and KJ, how would somebody be able to contact you in order to find out either more information or to actually start having getting this therapy?
Well, essentially, we're in the Los Angeles area, so we essentially serve anybody within the Los Angeles basin, Sherman Oaks, specifically in the San Fernando Valley here. And the phone number they call us on is 310-598-7366.
Say it again.
310-598-7366 if they want to call in and actually book a session for Halonetics. Another way they can connect to us is via email, which is angels@angeliclightstream.com, which is also the domain that you'll find us on. So that's angeliclstream. Oh, sorry, I skipped light, didn't I? Yeah. But anyway, so light's in there, angeliclightstream.com. And there'll be the link will be on your website too, Andrew, I guess. But essentially, angels@angeliclightstream.com, they can email, they can find us on Twitter @angelicls and on Facebook, Angelic Lightstream. And so there's a lot of different ways to connect with us and do, and there are channels online. There's a lot of different information on Angelic Lightstream. I've been putting some channels up over the years, but it's so funny because a lot of what I channel is personal to me, and my work. So it's not always relating to the world, but what I do get for the world, I put up there. And we do have additional angelic luminaries that we're pulling together and putting on Angelic Lightstream so people can connect to them and what they do. But Halonetics is definitely, I think, a modality we're really excited about to get out there, and that's definitely the best way to reach us.
I want to really thank you for coming, both of you, on my show. It's been very enlightening. I think it's quite poignant at this time, especially it's interesting because Earth, as we know it, is changing to, as we hit to the 21st, it's changing from more negative to more positive situation or frequencies, and that's why everybody's feeling all kinds of weirdness right now. So it's like a pendulum swinging faster and faster in order to change its direction. So I think it's only more poignant that what's happening, what you're doing, and I mean it's really a God blessing what you're doing, and I hope it just manifests all over the world. I wish you can take a Halonetics like machine and shoot it over in Iran right now and in the Middle East to change things. Well, of course, I can say that around a lot of places around the world, including the U.S.
Training people to be facilitators, if we certain people who gravitate to it and are able to work with angelic frequencies, will definitely be training people in the future. So we know that that's coming.
I was being sort of sarcastic. I was saying like having a satellite modulator hit all around the world. I want to really thank you for coming on my show. And all those who are out there listening in, I will have this will be going on archive. And I will also have, again, their contact information will be posted as well. And if you get lost or not, I can always forward any emails to them. But you can contact them directly, of course. And I want, again, thank you, KJ and Stephanie, for coming on my show. It's been very enlightening. And until next time, God bless you all, and thank you. Have a great and glorious weekend. Thank you.
Andrew, have a great one.
Thanks for having us. It's been an absolute pleasure, and hopefully we can do it again someday.
Great. I'd love to. Thanks.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye.
Bye.